What is a fool good for? Let me show you what a fool is good for, okay? It says in verse 21 of Proverbs 7, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter. Look what it says here. Or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. The correction of the stocks is another way of saying it is to be arrested. If you think of stocks that are placed on the feet so they don't move, you know, these are people who are often put on public display as a public example to everyone else. Amen. So what's something that we can learn from the fool? Well, anything. All you have to do is look upon the fool and learn from him. They're like a person who is in the correction of the stocks. They're not necessarily meant to be discipled. They're not meant to be invested in. They're not meant to be dealt with or have companionship with. They're actually meant to just be observed and learn from them. You understand? As a person who is in the correction of the stocks. Go to Proverbs chapter 26. Go back to Proverbs 26 if you would. I'm going to read to you from Proverbs 19, verse 29. It says, judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools. Stripes means a whipping, a beating. It says that the stripes are prepared for the backs of fools. Proverbs 26, verse 3 says, a whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. That's some pretty strong language there. So it's comparing the fool to the ass and to the horse, which are both animals. You know, an animal is someone who you whip, you know, you got to discipline. They don't necessarily have human judgment. And God places a fool on the same level as an animal sometimes. Because sometimes they just don't listen. Most of the time, fools don't listen, okay? So the best thing you can do with the fool is learn from them. Don't try to convert them. Don't try to argue with them. You know, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be like unto him, the Bible tells us. You know, all you're going to gain when you argue with the fool is just frustration. You're going to get angry. You're going to grow frustrated. You're just going to be upset. You're going to be stressed out. The best thing to do is to observe them from afar. And recognize that this person undermines God's word, doesn't want to know what God's word says. Therefore, it's not worth engaging with them. You understand?